This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 8th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA managers have rescheduled the next launch attempt for the shuttle Discovery to no earlier than November 30th at 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. A Cuban airliner carrying 68 Cubans and others from Europe and Latin America went down on Friday. There were no survivors. In the wake of the toner cartridge bomb scare, United Parcel Service and the Independent Pilots Association have established joint safety and security task forces. The FAA proposes to require formal safety management systems for scheduled air carriers operating under Part 121. Phase-in would be required over 3 years. In a report published by Flight Global, Boeing and Airbus estimate Africa will require between 620 and 929 new aircraft over the next 20 years, more than doubling the continent's current fleet of 660. To keep up, it will also need infrastructure. A database of the full aircraft inventory of the U.S. Air Force will be released for the first time this week during a presentation related to the publication of a Mitchell study titled Downsizing USAF, an aircraft specifically modified to accommodate those who have lost the use of their legs, has been developed by TL Ultralight, a manufacturer based in the Czech Republic. General Motors executives have again started using chartered business jets for travel between meetings. Rumors that the practice was approved by the Obama administration have been labeled not accurate. And ground has been broken for a new FBO building at Wautoma Airport in Wisconsin, replacing the old double-wide mobile home in use till now. What, no Winnebagos were available? Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses what happened to a very high-time pilot when he got a little too comfortable with IMC. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.